Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, back on the show. Yes, you are in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe show. My name's Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We have special guests with us.
Oh, today. Do we really? Live,
yes.
In the studio?
Extra special guests.
People are coming to the studio a whole lot. I really enjoy that.
It's awesome. And with us today, we have Huzzard and Danny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, now.
Good.
You doing? You guys feeling good?
Are you feeling it?
Brought some pets along with us.
We got something very intimidating here.
What do you guys have? What are you guys holding in your hands right now?
Well,
an experiment.
If anything, it is all Carolyn's fault for daring me, even saying such a thing on the show like a couple weeks ago.
And, is this part of the Carolyn and Joe show canon?
Yes, this
is part of the canon.
This is inspired by events on the Carolyn and Joe show.
It shows how much I actually pay attention to my own canon.
but Carolyn had wondered why like fast food restaurants just don't make a sandwich where they just smash everything together and call it the air, land, and sea burger. But I must object to that because chickens don't fly.
Why do you take take offense to
it? I don't take offense
to
it.
They do fly.
They fly
like a foot.
They fly when you like throw them up in the air or something. But the bottom line is I went to Wendy's and I got a chicken sandwich, a bacon cheeseburger, and the fish sandwich, and removed the buns of two of the sandwiches and smashed them all in between two pieces of bread.
Delicious.
This seems like another situation on the show where we're about to do a food challenge with you.
No.
Did we do like a Sprite versus 7-Up once?
You guys did, but we never
actually
did.
Did we do it on the radio show?
I think
or
you did.
Okay, we actually
it
recorded
it.
You did. But the last time, I mean, Danny, you came back from the burger challenge.
Yeah,
well.
Brian's Grill burger challenge.
Yeah.
The impossible challenge, the fries challenge.
And now both of you, I see both of you guys actually have land, sea, and air delicacy here.
All it needs is an egg, and it would be a torta.
Yes, it's got chicken, it's got pig, beef, and... Or imitation beef and fish.
Now, Huzzard, are you also going to try this as well?
I am going to try it.
Okay, so we split the sandwich in half.
How much does this actually cost? So all right, let's break it down. What are the pieces that we have here?
I think it would be like this as a whole, probably like all three sandwiches would have been like $8 or something.
So this is
an $8
sandwich
meal
that we have in your hand.
More or less. And, I worry that the fish is going to derail everything because I have a feeling you could probably eat the chicken and the burger like together and not really notice. But that fish is going to...
The fish
like,
is strong.
Yes,
because
the fish
force
is strong.
Is powerful.
Because personally, I don't like mixing like land, sea, and air and it together. I like to keep it streamlined.
Well, neither do I, but when Carolyn said it, I was like, I must try this.
what standard foods actually mix, you know, fish with land animal? I mean, actually mix together. Not like surf and turf where it's set... You know, like jambalaya, you have shrimp and sausage right there next to each other.
Yes.
That's a natural occurrence of the...
I feel like shrimp goes well with other
types
of
shrimp. Shrimp's not, like, it's not a fish.
It's a sea creature,
though. Technically,
yeah.
It does come from the sea.
I mean,
sea.
Actually, if you wrap anything with bacon, it makes it better, so... You know. But you never have, like meatballs and clam marinara sauce or something.
Meatballs and clam.
No, you don't. That's a valid point.
All right, so should we say that all these pieces... We got them all from one singular source. It wasn't like you mixed Wendy's with McDonald's.
No,
it's all
Wendy's.
It's all Wendy's.
All Wendy's. And I guess we do have to say also before you do this, I guess this taste test or this taste challenge, that this isn't really super fresh at this point. This is medium. Been sitting in
it's
the car.
It's been sitting for like an hour.
It's been sitting in an hour, so it's so we'll take that into the final.
Take it into consideration.
That'll be the handicap.
Well, because we were waiting for Carolyn.
Yeah. So with that, I don't know when do you guys want to try this, or do you want to speak
You know what? I'm hungry.
There's
so
only one way
I
to
think
try
you gotta
it.
Try
wait,
it right
but
now.
Before you do that, just tell me how do you think it's going to taste, and then take a bite.
You know, I have a feeling it's not going to be that terrible, but I have a feeling the fish is going to be a little overpowering.
What about you, Huzzard?
Huzzard said he was a little scared of it.
I am.
Which I'm actually surprised because
typically Huzzard's not afraid of
it. I do. I really like food and I'll eat anything.
So what scares you about it?
The fish?
I think it's the combination and then it's freezing cold and...
it's not freezing cold!
It's like turned into gelatin
I kept on saying to Danny, you want to warm it up?
I was like, no.
This is your last chance if you do want to warm it up.
Because your theory was like the Wendy's food doesn't warm up well.
They're also drowned in mayonnaise. Like heating up mayonnaise does not ever sound like a good idea.
All right, enough of this.
Let's dive into it and see what happens.
Take the bites.
You guys have to finish that sandwich too, by the way. What are your thoughts?
I bet it's going to be surprisingly
First man to the stand at the 10 count. Say your thoughts.
No, is this also a
it's
like
It's not
an
too
eating?
Bad. It's not too bad, you know.
It isn't too bad. It's just the
what
fish
is
a little
What does it taste What does it taste like?
It tastes like the chicken actually. I taste the chicken most, but but the chicken's the one closest to my tongue.
What was the chicken that you got? What'd you get? Like a buffalo chicken? What did you get? Just a standard.
This is like a regular chicken sandwich.
I guess this could have been a good situation where we could have got you like water or something
too. Wait. What's with the music? It's all dramatic in the background. Like it's like a death scene here.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with the music.
Well, here you go.
It's classical of some sort. enjoy your gourmet.
I've had worse things, to be perfectly honest.
I'm sure you have. I mean, I don't know what I've had that's horrible, but I bet it's like a refreshing combination of weirdness.
Well, you guys are finishing it, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, you keep eating, so either you're really hungry or it's that good.
I am hungry, but
yeah, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day.
I don't taste the chicken at all.
See, that's interesting because Huzzard said he tastes the chicken. Now flip it over, maybe, so you can get a different angle of your palate, of your tongue.
The fish is the most prominent flavor, I think.
The land, sea, and air sandwich from Wendy's.
Air, land, and
from Wendy's. Who's Wendy's? What's their who's their? It's Wendy. That's their
it's their
spokesperson.
The little girl,
Dave Thomas's daughter,
or Dave Thomas? Yeah, Dave Thomas's cartoon daughter.
See, when I flip it over, I get the fish much more. The burger is just sort of stuck in the middle there.
Well, it had to be.
Now we gotta say that like the sandwich wasn't served to you like land, sea, and air style. Like you actually had to created it here in the studio actually.
Mm-hmm.
So your hands have touched that. Soothing music.
The soothing chew.
See, it'd feel a little different. It was like hardcore music playing in the background where you're scarfing
down.
Yeah,
like Slayer.
Yeah.
I like the soothing music for the taste test.
I feel like we should have some wine or something with our Wendy's.
This wine, this
wine
red,
with your Wendy's.
This red wine would go great with a Filet-O-Fish.
And they use a cod fish. I heard the radio commercial for their fish this morning.
That was quite dramatic then.
Yeah, the piano.
Alright, so you guys are just about done. Where are you? Now you have two pieces in your hand, Danny. Or is that just trash in one hand?
This is just trash.
Nice.
Dog's over here.
Nice. So you guys have completed this land, sea, and air challenge. I don't even know if it was a challenge.
It was a
demonstration. It's more of a demonstration.
So did it live up to the hype?
What was the hype?
Yeah, what was the hype?
I guess it was. Like,
it was more like
it was like experimental.
Yeah, it was more like, was this a possibility? Could these things actually work?
Would people actually eat this?
Just like you know,
if you were to actually like program it and like make it into a consumer thing.
Well, I think you'd have to find some sort of different sea creature to put on there,
like octopus.
Like
and have it dangling out.
That would maybe
like seahorse or something.
No, you can't eat seahorses.
Do like a
they're nature's wonder.
A burger topped with fried oysters or something.
Nature's wonder. I like nature's wonder. All right, so final verdict, guys.
It's not bad.
Both of you have said bad in your descriptions of this.
But it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Why don't you just say it's good?
It's decent.
Well, it's not good.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's just something to try.
It's edible. So that's what it sounds like.
If you were starving and just needed a meal and all that Wendy's had left were these three sandwiches.
And they demanded you have to eat it together.
Yeah. You don't need all that carbohydrates. You just need the protein. You just take out the bread and you mash it together and there you go.
Yeah, you know what it is?
I feel like things taste better, though, when you are, like, starving. Because right now you guys haven't eaten today, so...
Maybe it was a trap.
Well, no, here's how it works. Here's the only other circumstance where you can get it. You go into Wendy's, and they said you are allowed one sandwich, but they don't actually say what you can put in the sandwich. So you just try to exploit the loophole in the proposition and just put everything you can in between the two buns. And just happens to be chicken, fish, and a burger with bacon.
I think it's really interesting that you chose Wendy's out of all. Where were the so yeah Burger King, because they all have all the fast food places have
Burger
their choices.
Fish?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, especially during now, like Lent. I noticed like during the commercials, like on the radio, everyone's trying to push, like they're like, hey, this is the time for like sea lovers and fish lovers and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, they're just trying to not use the word Lent.
Why don't they just
serve
rabbit?
They're trying to make it like not religious, but then they're like, this is the time.
I don't see why not. Why don't they just say it?
Where's the closest Burger King anymore?
I have no clue.
It's down in Rolling Valley Mall.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, they moved to Burger King?
There's one by Fair Lakes area.
Yeah, Fair Lakes has one, but they closed the one in Burke Center.
Yes, they did.
You know what we should try?
What?
Is a Taco Bell burrito inside a Chipotle burrito.
It needs to be a Dorito taco.
Yeah, I've seen the Dorito tacos, but you know what? I have not eaten at Taco Bell since high school.
Well,
actually,
well,
you're missing one out. Time since high school.
Well, I know what we're doing after this show.
Dorito tacos. Oh God, those things are so good. Oh.
But
oh,
I mean,
God.
Okay, so like, you know, out of all of the fast food joints, like, what do you recommend from each place? Like, who has the best fries? Out of all
shit,
the,
I don't know.
Wendy's.
Wendy's, you think?
I haven't tried
Wendy's
reasons
new fries.
Why?
Reasons why?
Oh, I haven't tried. Wait, I was talking about Wendy's old fries. Damn it.
No, they have new fries now.
Oh, are those the sea salt ones?
Yeah. And like,
I think
potatoes.
Anything with sea salt tastes good.
Well, I'm still going to go with Wendy's just because, you know, they used to have the good ones. They probably still do.
I still like Five Guys fries. But I don't
well,
know
they
if
don't
you
count
really
classify
as fast food.
Yeah, we're not counting them.
But you know, the thing is, like, sometimes just you're in the mood for, like, McDonald's fries.
You know, I haven't had McDonald's fries in a really, really long
time. Yeah,
neither
have I. I haven't had really McDonald's food in ages.
McDonald's food doesn't last long, though.
It's a tough situation for me because specifically every single time I've had McDonald's, I can pinpoint 20 minutes later that I'm going to get, my stomach is going to hurt real bad. Like every single time, I'm just like.
But do you crave the taste?
I think usually when my mind is at that desperation point of like, I'm hungry. Oh crap, all I have is $2.
See, I'm not going to be like one of those righteous fucks who thinks that all McDonald's are evil and they're like, oh, I hate McDonald's, and they pretend like
other
McDonald's
people like
is,
that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, people were like, oh, I don't eat McDonald's at all. It's like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. McDonald's, there are times where, man, I just really want a goddamn Big Mac and their fries.
Dude, that's one thing I actually I haven't had a Big Mac in years.
But the thing is, like, I don't eat McDonald's. It's not because I think I'm better than McDonald's or it's beneath me or anything. It's just, I know it's not good for me, so I just don't eat it. when I do eat it, it's just like, I feel like shit, and I'm like, you know what? I already feel like shit. Let's go for broke and eat McDonald's.
Yeah. Yet I will eat their hash browns, though. I like hash browns. I think I eat more of their breakfast.
Yeah,
food
now that you
mentioned
that, I've probably had more of their breakfast in the last like 3 years than I've ever like. I've probably had like way more breakfast than the last time I can remember having like a Big Mac.
And then there are those McDonald's fans that like totally diss McDonald's, like you're just talking about. But then for breakfast, they're like, oh yeah, but the breakfast is awesome.
How can you mess up the breakfast though? I guess the only really bad thing about health wise. Will be what, the McGriddle?
McGriddles.
You know, the funny thing is,
McGriddles are amazing. How long did it take for someone to come up with the idea of you just take a pancake and make a sandwich out of pancakes?
They are pretty amazing. That is kind of genius. And they have their M emblem on the pancake.
Man, once I got stuck at National Airport and I was really hungry, and the terminal I was at, really the only options are like the sit-down restaurant or like McDonald's. So I was like, well, I don't want to sit down and pay egregious prices to the freshly prepared food that, because, you know, I have to wait for the next flight out. So I looked at the time. I was like, holy shit, it's a perfect chance to try the McTen35. Where it's, you wait till the 10:30 changeover from breakfast to lunch.
Yeah.
But you order a Egg McMuffin while they still have leftovers, like right at 10:30. And then you order a McDouble. And then you take the contents of the Egg McMuffin and then stuff it in between the two beef patties of the McDouble.
That seems like a genius idea.
The McTen35.
You know, I was thinking about something.
That's pretty good too.
You brought that up.
Spit it out, Hazard.
Why don't we eat eggs more often? Like, because, you know, tortas. It's basically just a sandwich, but they add an egg on it.
It's not any ordinary sandwich, Huzzard. That thing had like six different meats. And oh, so Huzzard and I went to this place in Arizona. It was clearly run by illegal immigrants. But they served these sandwiches called tortas. And God, it was like, for starters, it was about the size of a brick. Like the ones you build homes out of.
Yeah.
And it cost like, it was like $7.
Yeah.
It was this huge sandwich.
Value for your money.
It was
money.
About like this big.
Yeah, it was a giant cinder block.
The people that are listening can see that.
They should be able to.
Huzzard's holding his hands out the size of a cinder block. And but
that,
yeah.
That wasn't the size of a cinder block.
So basically,
hey guys, it's this big.
That was a brick.
They have like hamburger meat, a chorizo, like chorizo meat. Like this diced up hot dog, and like tomatoes, lettuce, and fried up empanadas, which are essentially like ham and fried stuff, and then they'll wrap it all in an egg. They put it in between two pieces of toast, and it's just the most ridiculous, absurd sandwich in the world.
But how's it taste?
Oh, amazing,
phenomenal. It's all fresh.
It's a meal sandwich.
Oh
yes,
it's beyond a meal, like
meal, dessert, and. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner meat all in one.
How much? And this was only $7?
Yeah, it was like $7. Because, you know.
So you're saying that sandwich was cheaper than the land, sea, and air
yes,
combination?
It was. And like three times the food.
Did it come with fries?
Yes, it did come with fries. Man. The fries are just like mocking you. Because they're like, ha ha ha, you'll never eat us.
We could only eat.
Can you imagine if fries actually mocked you?
We could only eat half the sandwich.
Yeah.
It was like.
I mean, like, look at the size of your stomach and then look at the sandwich.
It was great because I was like, oh, man, I cannot touch the other half of the sandwich. Huzzard's like, don't be a pussy, eat it.
So no, I told you, just mess it up, make it look like you tried.
No, that's what I did because you called me a pussy if I didn't eat it.
that's all it takes.
Yeah, it was the Marty McFly. It was the Marty.
What are you?
A chicken?
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 Nobody.
Nerd plays that music.
Biff.
Biff. Nobody calls me chicken.
Biff is awesome, man.
Now, was Biff, is he also the high school gym coach in Freaks and Geeks?
He is. He absolutely was.
I think that is pretty rad.
Biff Tannen. He's all rich now.
I didn't know how old he was because they kept on aging him differently in the movie. So when I saw him, like at a certain point, I was like, oh, okay, he's only like 40 at that or something like that. That freaked me out, man. That freaked me out.
Biff nailed Marty's mom. I'm not in the future, in two.
So I like this guy. Do you guys have any because usually you guys have some sort of food challenge happening up. Like either you have the Krispy Kreme challenge or Huzzard's always making something. What's going on with that?
Well, there's a new 8-pound Strausburger at the Nationals Park.
Oh Jesus Christ!
What's that?
It's an 8-pound hamburger.
Straight up 8 pounds? Yeah. Nothing special to it?
Ew. No, nothing really special. It has lettuce, tomato, onions.
Onion straws.
So does anything happen if you complete the burger?
Nope. They pretty much are marketing as like it's a party food that you share with like, several friends.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah. Believe me, if there was a challenge attached to that, I wouldn't even bother. Because I know what my limits are.
Does Nationals Park ever have eating contests? Like hot dog eating contests?
You can make your own. But no.
But they don't host anything.
No, they don't host anything. People have been doing ballpark challenges for years. Like there's one ballpark challenge called the 9-inning challenge,
mm-hmm.
where you have to eat one hot dog and drink one beer every inning, and the game is nine innings. It's a challenge because they stopped serving beer after the 7th inning, so it's like you have to pre-buy a couple beers.
Up.
Yeah, pre-buy a couple beers, and if you take your time, those beers are gonna get warm and skunky and. Make it infinitely harder.
A good way to finish off.
And then there are
last two beers.
There are a lot of these minor league parks where they actually have food challenges, and they're impossible. Like there's one place that it's like a 3.5-pound burger.
What?
It's only available after the 7th inning, and it is you must finish it before the game ends, and to get it for free. And the thing is like that's a beatable. It's a open-ended challenge because. There are days where you'll see like a pitcher who's throwing a no-hitter and the game will be over and you'll have like 2.5 innings, but those 2.5 innings will last like 10 minutes. Or sometimes you'll be at an advantage when you go to a game where it's a tie score and everyone forgot their bat, so it's pretty much going to be 0-0 for 20 innings. Then you have all the time in the world to finish that challenge.
So I feel like they make these challenges like blatantly impossible.
Oh yeah, deliberately impossible.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like...
Winning is the exception.
Yeah. Like, it's basically, like, championship eating level of, like Olympics style. Like, if you win a gold medal.
Man, I bet you, like... of eating. I bet you, like, Joey Chestnut or that Kobayashi guy, they would drop dead at the Brian's Grill Challenge.
Who knows?
Yeah, I thought that was impossible.
It's gone now.
No, they had a challenge, remember?
Last time I was there, they didn't. Did they?
I just know that, like, we came, like, halfway through
and we were
eating.
Dead.
And, even halfway through, after you already ate half of your plate, like, I was just like, how is any human supposed to eat that? Like, you could, I don't know. I just think it's, like, physically
impossible.
Yeah,
they said they had, like, 3 winners ever.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to dismiss those winners, but from my perspective, it just seems physically impossible. Even if you ate, like, all the time and... I don't know, we're trained yourself and all that.
Like, be like the Black Widow.
Yeah, like, what's her name? Sonya Thomas.
Sonya Thomas.
Or Sonya Thomas.
I wonder if she still has that
she
Burger King
like
in Old
hero.
Town.
She's my hero. Dude, we should visit her.
Should.
Maybe next time, you guys.
Make a land, air, and sea burger at Burger King in Old Town.
And visit her.
And be like, Sonya, watch this.
She is like one of my heroes, though, because when you were to look, if you were to look at her, was she like 99 pounds?
Yeah, she's like 80 pounds.
She's what? Like 89?
Something
or 90?
Like, she's,
yeah,
something
she's like 90
she's
something 90 something pounds, and she can eat massively. Like, I just don't understand. Like, when you first look at her, I bet so many people have preconceptions about her. Because, like, first of all, she's a woman, and she's like with all these like big massive guys that are like, I'm an eating contest, blah 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 blah. You know, stuff like that. So
she beat William Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah,
but he only ate like 12.
Yeah, but she ate like 32.
I know, but he only like the people eat like 60 hot dogs there, and he ate 12.
But in general, though, like eating contest aside, when you see like a 90-pound woman, like honestly, she usually gets treated like somebody would just push her away.
Oh, you only want a salad?
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Do you really want 4 croutons?
They would like people would have no idea like what she's capable of. So I think that's pretty awesome.
Well, none of those guys would you have any idea of what they're capable of. If you saw like Kobayashi or that Chestnut guy, you're like, oh, they just look like normal dudes. If anything at all, Kobayashi, you'd be like, oh, he's pretty buff for a small guy, but then he packs away like 70 hot dogs.
Speaking of eating and people and eating, I want to get your guys' opinion on I was about to say Daniel Bryan.
I guess it is
Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Well, he does
think
have
his,
some strange eating habits.
What do you think of his new gimmick or his new spiel of the vegan heel?
You know, he doesn't even need to do the vegan thing. He just needs to get in the ring and be like, "I'm better than you,"
and people just
that's
be
it.
Pissed off at that.
That's
CM Punk does.
But that's what I'm saying, like CM Punk and vegan. CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, basically they switched their gimmicks of like best in the world and now the vegan.
And now Jericho's kind of doing best in the world too.
Well, he did it first, so that's what.
Technically, yeah.
Who did it first?
Best in the world?
Best ever.
Bret Hart?
Yeah. you have to know, like, Gorgeous George probably did it or something.
Gorgeous George.
You know what's hilarious about
I never
this
heard
whole,
his promos. I never heard.
The whole, like, vegan thing is, like, my mom just, like, discovered kind of what it is, and she keeps asking me.
All right, so
like,
technically
she's
what
asked
is,
me, like, so many times. She's like, do they eat eggs?
Yeah, so what is that? So people who don't know.
It's basically somebody who doesn't eat anything that comes from an animal.
Oh, see, you know what? You know the hypocrisy of veganism. I wanna like yell at Daniel Bryan and be like, "Do you eat fish? Do you eat fish?" Because like,
can you imagine saying
because like vegans vehemently claim fish are not like meat. I'm like, how's it
no,
not
that's
meat?
Vegetarians.
No, vegans don't eat any fish either.
Vegans can't.
What the
eat,
fuck is the difference between
fish.
A vegan and a vegetarian?
A vegan doesn't eat anything.
Okay,
any animal
a vegetarian
product.
Doesn't eat meat, and for some reason,
but they eat fish.
I know,
yeah.
I know, but it's a little, I don't...
And they eat
I,
poultry, too.
I don't understand. No, and there's different levels of them.
It's not meat, it's
but
poultry.
But also, the funny thing is my mom keeps calling them vegans, which I think is hilarious. And I've corrected her probably like 20 times. I'm like, it's vegan.
Vegans, I don't understand
it's
that.
It's vegan, but she says vegans, like vegetable... Vegans.
It's like that bad guy from Dragon Ball.
But the thing is, like, it's fine the first time. I don't mind correcting her. But I've seriously corrected her probably, like, 20 or 30 times to the point where now it's just like, oh, all right, you're just going to keep calling them vegans.
just let it go, man. Just let it go because that's.
I'm trying to help her because, like, if she ever talks to somebody like outside of our family, there people would might have a preconception of like, okay, lady, you know, like.
Well, the thing that the hypocrisy with Daniel Bryan would be, you know,
that his name is Bryan Danielson.
They're not supposed to use any animal products, but yet,
yeah,
he's wearing boots, right? And he's in a ring made of canvas.
He has a world title made of leather.
He can't do anything about the belt and the canvas.
He should.
Imagine
if he wants to be a real heel.
He take it to that level.
Oh my god, that would be so awesome.
To the next level.
Yeah, yeah, like a belt with like where the strap is made of cardboard or something.
Pleather.
Yeah, no, not even that. Just like total like fucking burlap sack. Like it's like burlap. A burlap belt with gold plates on it.
He's gonna look like those people from The Matrix, man.
Yes.
Like in real life.
Yes. From Niobe, whatever the hell that. The Nebuchadnezzar or whatever.
Niobe. The Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, he should really go over the top. Just total, like, yeah. Oh, that's what they never really had. It was like a genuine, really hippie champion.
He can't wrestle in the ring because the ropes are made of leather.
It's like, I'm not getting in there.
All his matches would have to be like, parking lot brawls.
That would be awesome. He's the world champion. He should have those demands.
Exactly.
No respect to Daniel Bryan.
That would be awesome. That's a brilliant idea.
And this is only recently, too. He's only been, like, a vegan for, like, the year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah. And then, like, make AJ Lee wear, like, burlap clothing.
Listen, AJ. You nah, AJ's awesome. Not
I like
really.
How he keeps referencing that she's like 97 pounds or whatever.
She's like she always fluctuates between 95 and 97
He's
pounds.
He's like, my 97 pound girlfriend, you need to get you I don't even know. He just keeps like he and sometimes he never even says her name, AJ. He just says my 97 pound girlfriend.
He doesn't even know her name.
I'm really like, you know, I've been really appreciating and enjoying like Daniel Bryan's like run now, even with his altercations with AJ, like whenever, just like last week or even on Monday, AJ would get the mic and say something. She'd be like, I really love Daniel Bryan. And then Daniel Bryan would cut him off and Daniel Bryan would be like, shut up, AJ. It just says it's so cold.
See, at first I was like I really didn't like Daniel Bryan. I was like, man, he's such a fucking boring world champion.
Now what brought that? Like the, of not liking Daniel Bryan. Was this before
boring.
That or just when he, or it's just when he got the belt?
Both. I didn't like him as a U.S. champion either. I was happy when Sheamus, like...
He was U.S. champion?
Yeah, Sheamus beat him for the U.S. title.
Isn't that amazing how a year ago, they were the dark match on...
No, they weren't even the dark match.
What were they?
Remember, we were at WrestleMania.
No, that's
there
what I'm
was
saying.
No, there was no Sheamus.
I thought they had a match. They turned it into something, right?
Yeah. They had a match that was taken off the card.
That's what I said.
No.
They just got taken away altogether?
Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah, Sheamus was in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, both of them were in the Battle Royal.
They turned into a Battle Royal. And then now they're fighting for the belt.
Yeah. Now they actually get their match. But what was I going to say?
You don't like Daniel Bryan.
I think what Daniel Bryan has grown on me is just his obnoxiousness to the crowd. I don't know. When the crowd hates someone, I begin to like him more.
Yeah, me too.
All he does, he just walks out. He just does nothing but scream out, yes!
Yeah, that's the greatest thing!
But what really won me over was there was that... I can't remember who he was wrestling, but... Someone ran in and pulled Daniel Bryan out of the ring and threw him against like the guardrail and he's just laying there unconscious, laying on top of wires and the edge of the mat. And then you hear like, as a result of the disqualification, the winner is Daniel Bryan. And then you just see him laying there holding his head. And then you just see him smile. And then he just starts going, yes, 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 yes.
That was when he was facing CM Punk and Jericho ran in.
I think he needs to have some merch that just says yes, yes,
yes.
Yes.
I was like, if the WWE can sell a shirt that just says damn on it, and sell that for $32, they can easily sell a shirt that just says yes, yes. Over and over and over again.
Yeah. Like multiple print all over it.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, Daniel Bryan on the back, and then put yes all over the front. Yes. Yes, it's, exclamation point.
It's so amazing.
Yes, exclamation point.
Yeah. Yes. Just like how they have those Joker shirts that say ha ha ha, but says yes all over
it. Yeah, yes all over
it. It's so amazing how that can get over, like just saying... Like, so excitedly saying yes.
That's it.
That's all it takes.
You just got to keep repeating. You got to believe in that word. And you'll get over it, man.
Yes, man.
He's a yes man. Is exactly
really
what
is
it
yes
is.
Man. You know who is a yes
just
man?
Just say
Otunga.
Yes.
Otunga. Otunga's a yes man.
Yes.
Otunga.
It was so funny because when David Otunga, the first time I saw when they first started that feud, I guess with Raw, SmackDown, the general managers, and they had Ezekiel Jackson facing, David Otunga, you'll face Ezekiel Jackson. We all thought like, oh shit, Ezekiel Jackson's gonna whip his
Ezekiel
ass.
Ezekiel Jackson lost like every time.
He jobbed like a bitch, but on that first match. All of a sudden, as soon as Otunga won, he becomes really calm and then kneeled down and started posing.
He started flexing.
Like, yeah. It was like there was no foreshadowing of that. It was just amazing. He just stepped into it and put his arm behind his head and just started flexing. I was like, what is he doing? This is awesome.
And he's got his music going. And yeah. The music is just, it's just like that R&B music that's going on in the background. It's just while he's flexing.
Yeah. It's just some, you know, modern
and he's
pop,
doing it all like, he's all doing it like super epic where he's all like shuddering his arm. And
yeah.
Like you just see his whole body shaking because he's flexing so hard.
See, it's great because David Otunga doesn't need to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, he's... Well, was it Hudson?
Harvard graduate and married to Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. He wrestles because he's bored.
And
yeah.
I don't know. He must have been doing something beforehand because, like, there was this gallery of, like, celebrity rings or something. And it was on the side of my page that I was looking at. And they had, like, celebrity engagement rings. And then they had Jennifer Hudson. And her ring was, like, insane. And then I forget how much it was, but it said, like, David Otunga popped the question to Jennifer Hudson. And it was, like, telling their whole story. And, since I saw her pop up, I was, like, looked at it. And it said David Otunga, so it got my attention. But I forget how much it was. But it was something crazy, like a $6 million ring.
Oh, he's
like,
a Harvard Law School graduate.
No, seriously, it was, like, I don't know how much it was, but it was something, like, insane. Like, that was just like, what?
Man, I remember one episode of Raw, there was a guy in the crowd. He had David Otunga's high school senior picture. And he just had it on a sign.
My gosh. That's hilarious.
It didn't last long because it was gone by the end of the episode.
Oh,
but I was
no.
like, well, that's awesome.
Why would they take that away?
I don't know. Because it was probably Otunga, Vince. Like, looking all really young.
It's like, gotta take that Otunga high school picture down. Get it.
It's like when Ratish is still wrestling, blow up a picture of his high school or like middle school pictures and put it up, hold up signs
with like the with the rainbows in the background on the
yes.
screen
and
stuff.
The lasers.
I'm still like jealous. Like when I was younger, I always wanted the laser picture. Don't ask why, but I just like wanted it. But you had to pay extra for it, and my parents never wanted to
I was
pay.
Like,
extra.
I don't get it. I don't why. Why is it extra?
I don't
you just,
know.
You just
but
drop
like,
a backdrop.
But you know what?
Because why would you charge extra for that?
The thing is, though, mentally it makes. Like, as a kid, I realized that it made you feel like it's special because it's more.
And
I don't know why.
And then that's why you charge
and
more.
And so that's why, like, for some reason, like, I don't know about you guys, but I always thought that, like, the cooler kids or whatever had that. Because if you flip through the yearbook, it's like all these, like, whatever, the
yeah,
cool kids get the laser.
Sometimes it backfires. Because, like, there's ever a student that...
It backfires?
Yeah, there's a student that's notoriously, like, unpopular, but then they get, like, the fucking laser print background. And then you see them in the yearbook. People begin to, like... turn on them.
I don't know if that ever happened, but like always whenever I flip through, it always seemed like all the popular kids had it, and I was always like, I want it. But then my parents are like, we're not paying an extra whatever. I don't even know how much it was. It's probably $5, and like they're like, we're not paying that for it. And like I've never had a laser picture, but now when I look back on it, I do like the traditional basic blue, and I'm like, now when I look at the laser pictures, I'm like, that's pretty lame actually.
You can go get a laser picture now.
Yeah, I could totally take one myself.
Yeah,
but like
we'll take
at
the
that
Photoshop
time,
and do whatever we want.
At that time, like I didn't, you know about all those magic.
Didn't you have like a didn't you have a coworker that got like horrible images of their daughter?
Oh my gosh, yeah, my coworker, he put it up on Facebook. I wish I could show it to you, but maybe later. Like he was just like, thanks Life Touch for these wonderful memories of my precious daughter.
I hate photo memes like that.
And like, but the horrible thing was she wasn't look. There was three pictures of her. She wasn't even looking at the camera, and she was looking down like all emo. Like really emo, and it's
and
like
said
why
she,
would you,
and you
why
said
would
she's
you,
not even an emo kid either.
I mean, I don't
she is now.
I don't know her. I don't really know how she acts, but I've only seen her a couple times just coming to the office. But like, it's like, why would you even take the photo though with the kids just like looking down and you don't have their attention?
Don't you? Because like, you usually get different choices out of those.
Yeah,
too.
But those were the choices I'm assuming that they sent him, and they're like horrible,
she's looking
like
sad and
really
pathetic.
Horrible.
I always tried to like stare as like. angrily as possible at the camera.
Yeah, I know.
How is that different from today? Doesn't matter who's on the other side of the camera.
Hazard has had two photo shoots of Joe. One was like a baseball themed, and then another was like more corporate.
What is your motivation when you're younger just to look angry at the camera? what was the passion behind that?
It was like just the school picture day was so boring and pointless. And
what?
Just,
that you don't do anything for that whole time. You just stand there in line.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You're standing in line.
And you're not getting to ride a roller coaster or eat food.
Well, if you can mix both, riding roller coaster and food.
Are you getting a picture?
And then you get the picture at the end.
Wait, yes.
You do get a picture if you're going down
the... You get the picture on the roller coaster.
See, that's how they should do school pictures. Have everyone ride a roller coaster.
That would be brilliant.
Oh, did you see the picture of The Rock doing that?
What's that?
I think they posted on Twitter. It was like him going down Splash Mountain just this week. And he was all like flexing, like as he was going down, and he looked like nothing bothered him. He was all just like, "Yeah, look at my muscles."
Probably doesn't bother him.
But yeah. Like my picture from Splash Mountain, I look hideous. I look like a hyena.
I remember a long time ago, Hazard and I did that at Busch Gardens. We no-sold Apollo's Chariot. Everyone's all like hands up in the air, looking all crowd, and then Hazard and I are sitting there with our arms crossed. Right,
look, in front. You're like, this is looking nothing.
Looking like Shane Douglas in the beginning.
I'm just like yelling like a maniac, and I look like a hyena. It's pretty bad.
You know, you can actually affect a lot of people's lives if you just no-sell things. Like no-sell, like, oh, someone's trying to like make fun of you, just no-sell it. Anything. Someone's trying to bother you, no sell it. Like even comedy, no sell comedy.
No selling is great.
No selling is the best, dude. Oh, did I get that email? Oh, did I get, you know, just no sell everything.
With comedy, like something that I find, because I just went to a comedy show the other weekend, and like the jokes that I thought were really hilarious, I just like don't laugh. It's funny. And then like I'll laugh like sometimes if everyone else is laughing and I'm like kind of nervous, I guess. I can do a nervous laugh, which is physically I'm like, haha. But then like if I think something is hilarious, I won't even say anything, which I think is strange.
Because you're no-selling it. That's why.
No, but I internally though, I'm like, oh shit, this guy's good. It's funny. You know, like
you went into business mode, and you're like, we can make some money off of this guy.
But then, that's what I do. One of the ladies I was with, she's actually a professional stand-up comedian, so it was interesting seeing her perspective.
Was she laughing?
She was laughing the whole time, and it was almost like encouragement.
Was that more of a support laugh?
It was a support encouragement thing, like, haha, okay, oh, you know, like that. Like, then she like gets into the environment.
So at that point, it's like a sport for
that
them.
That made sense to me though, because she understands the inner workings of the business. But for me, when I find something funny, like my funniest laugh will be like when I am physically going like ha 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 ha, like, and I'm laughing up and down, but nothing comes out. It's more like a huff. It's like ha, like that. If that makes any sense.
Breathtakingly funny.
Like I, like yeah, my breath gets like taken away, but I'm physically like jerking my body and being like woo.
See, it's funny. I don't know if it's funny, but it's unique in a situation where I guess she's also a comedian, mm-hmm. and then she's, you know, supporting him by being there and laughing.
Yes.
Well, at the same time, for me, for people who are for me personally, when I'm critiquing people in my own profession, I no sell it to the point until it's absolutely amazing. Like if it's like okay. I just don't even recognize it.
Well, also, I asked her after the show, because I even, like, blatantly told her this whole thing, and I was just like, yeah, I noticed that you're, like, really supportive in the crowd, and I was like, you get that from being a stand-up, and she's like, yes, of course, but then she was like, to tell you the truth, like, when I'm in, like, a green room or something, and everyone's just standing behind the scenes watching what's going on, she's like, the real comedians that really think things are funny, they just stand there and then they just nod their head and they're like, yeah, that's funny. That guy's funny.
Yeah, they know. They analyze it.
Yeah. And that's how I feel like I was. Like, I was just, like, sitting there, like, totally no-selling. But internally, I was just like,
they did an episode of Seinfeld about that. Seinfeld was like, that's funny.
it's kind of amazing, though, because, like, then you can laugh at something that's not that funny. Like physically, that you can be like ha ha ha, but internally you're like, it's not that funny. I'm just laughing, just to laugh.
It's like they're taking notes mentally yeah. to steal your material and deliver
perhaps.
It in a way that makes people laugh.
Because it is a performance yes. at the same time, and it's, you know,
delivery. Yeah, delivery. It's so much of it is in the delivery.
And I feel like if you're also with your friends, sometimes you're just having a good time and you're laughing and you're just like, oh, this is fun. It's a different type of like fun though.
Yeah.
But if I see like stand up that's really good, I would no sell. Like, and I'm just like, shit, this is good. I'm like not laughing at all.
See, for me, and for me, I'll probably do the same until it's freaking absolutely like, holy shit, that was hilarious.
And if I find out that joke is really good, I won't laugh, but I'll clap. I'll be like,
No, you give the slow clap.
Yeah.
You give the slow, like, Rudy clap.
Because I want to show my appreciation for the comedian. So, like, I'll do it through clapping, but not laughing. It's really strange. I think it's really so strange.
Who do you think is, what, like, right now, female comedians all around, what are the top ones?
I will say, I have not seen the Whitney show, but I did like
Whitney Cummings.
I did like her stand-up that was on Comedy Central, whatever that was. Because, like, in my head, I was like, man, I've thought of all these things, but she actually, like, stood up there and said it.
I think that's the key to that's the key to stand-up.
But in my head, I was like, I thought of these jokes. Like, so I'm like, come on now, give me some credit. No. But, like, I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, but I'm not saying that I came up with all her material, but it's something, like, to me, it was, like, relatable, because I was like, hey, you know, that's been through my mind before. So, like, and she made it into something funny.
See, I'm
not saying that she's the best comedian, though, because I heard that her show blows. But,
well, I mean, I don't watch it. I watch The New Girl instead. But, and, I mean, the one thing about stand-up I always realized, because, like, you know, back in the day, I really researched stand-up. And it's also when you go out there, it's, you have that cold opening. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you really, you have all these amazing jokes, and you have 5 minutes. Some people get an hour and a half because they're so great. But at, still, at that point, you have a flow. You know, it's not like you have genius jokes. You have, like, set up jokes that'll make this joke awesome, and then you have a callback that'll make it even more awesome. I always thought that's where the art really was when the first words you say on stage, you know? You can go the easy way. People can always pander to the crowd and be like, "What's up, DC?" That's right, a lot of white people now.
Or you could be like David Cross and just tell everyone to shut up.
Yeah, see, those openings are important, you know? A lot of people feel like... I guess a lot of people don't understand stand-up as much. They think they just go out there and tell jokes, but it's like there's this craft. I feel like I've seen a whole lot because I used to film open mics, you know? And people would go out there and they would test their material. And it's brutal, man. To get silence. Like, you ever had that feeling when you say, you're like, I have this great joke, I'm going to say it.
And then nobody laughs.
Everyone no-sells it. Everyone no-sells it. Or it's not funny.
Well, also, like, how many times have you been in a room with, like, say, 10 to 15 people and you try to get their attention and you can't? So, like, that's just with, like, 10 or 15 people.
Well, what happens when you're the center of attention?
Yeah, what happens when you're, like, on stage and you have to entertain, like, let's say, over 200 people?
Because
it's really hard.
Everyone wants to laugh, but they don't want to laugh at the same time. It's like you have to make them laugh, even though they're there specifically to laugh.
So one of my buddies does stand up down in Norfolk, and he actually recorded a CD, and he's selling it. You know, typical sell your own stuff kind of thing.
Like CD Baby style.
Yeah, and he came out wearing this giant fucking bear suit. Bam, ice broken.
Boom. Yeah. You can say anything.
Exactly.
I wonder if it's better for him mentally though to be. Like,
well, it was just a one-time thing, the bear suit thing was, but for this purpose, he decided to come out in a bear suit, and I think that's like what the name of his CD is. I'm a bear.
I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, what do you guys feel like? What is the best like stand-up comedians you've seen, or how do you feel about what makes a good stand-up?
I don't know.
Like for me, I'm always a big Richard Pryor supporter. It always comes down to him. He always feels like he almost tells stories, but he creates characters. And I feel like for me, the best stand-up comedians are able to tell a story that intertwines good jokes.
See, when I think of who I probably a favorite comic to listen to, it's probably always been George Carlin.
George Carlin's
like
awesome.
For him, it's all about the timing.
Yeah.
Like, he'll set up a joke. And then, like, he'll do a joke about how all the girls today have replaced the Y's in their names with I's with a little heart over it. And then, like, 45 minutes into it, he'll be like, "This bitch named Brandy." And then he'd pause. "With an I!"
Yes.
And then everyone just goes nuts because they're like, "Holy shit, you went right back to
it's
it."
It's a callback,
like,
yeah.
It's just perfect timing.
I think that's the genius of that. And having to be able to... Some people can just do 5 minutes, but Carlin fucking does, like, hour and a half set, man.
Sometimes I feel like it's like a God-given gift, though. They just have the ability of being able to talk to anybody and just rant. Because some people can't do that.
But also,
or at least it doesn't flow as well.
I think with Carlin, too, he realized... I mean, towards the end, he would be like, "I don't know why I'm still doing comedy. And then he goes, "Oh, yeah, because farts are fucking hilarious."
his last stand-up before he died was brutal and funny, like a brutal funny. Like he's always been brutal
and honest.
Yeah,
too.
He's always been super honest. He's vulgar as hell, man.
That's an understatement.
I used to go on, like, when I have to travel a long ways to a shoot, and it's like five of us in the car, I always just put on stand-up comedy. Even when I have to drive, like, actors to someplace to put in stand-up, they always like that.
So I fucking hate about, like, satellite radio. They have comedy channels, but you only hear, like, 5 minutes at a time.
See,
like,
you
God
need...
God damn it, I want to hear the whole damn
the
set.
Whole thing, man. The whole thing from, like, hey, what's up, San Francisco?
Yeah.
Is this state still gay? I don't know. It's, like, stuff like that. You want to hear that beginning and end, because it is a story.
Yes.
Top to bottom. That's what I feel is the best. I have not watched any of Whitney Cummings' shows at all. The only exposure
you
I really
saw the one on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Two Broke Girls.
But you know what? We saw her New Year's performance.
Yeah, that's
on
the
MTV,
one. New Year's,
which was horrible. It was horrible, in my opinion, because she was all drunk.
She's stupid hot too, though.
She's stupid. Yeah. She's stupid hot, but she's not zombie hot. No one knows who's zombie hot. Come on, man.
No, I didn't know. I had a dream about a hot zombie.
You're like, hey.
I was like, wait a second.
Affect me.
You're like reading my mind here.
So, it's been about like 40-some minutes since you guys have eaten that sandwich. How's it feeling now? Good time to...
You know, I'm still kind of hungry.
I guess technically
we
only
half.
I think we need to get some Dorito tacos.
I think that would be a good idea. Dorito tacos and beefy crunchy burrito.
But we're going to have a lot of food later on. So.
Yeah.
You should hold it, in my opinion.
Beefy crunch burritos.
Oh. It would just be like an appetizer.
They're so damn good, though. It's like the... Oh.
What do you guys talk about? The beefy crunchy?
No, the Doritos.
The Doritos.
Tacos.
So you've had
so what
it already.
Is that?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a Taco Bell standard taco, but the shell is it's orange and Dorito flavored.
It's like eating a taco with cheese
that?
Inside of it.
Where else?
Surrounded by cheese.
Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell.
Oh, they actually have it at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't go to Taco Bell.
It's basically like a shell that's a Dorito.
Yeah.
Chip.
Nice. It, like a taco shell that's
it's
a Dorito.
Like the nacho brilliant. Cheesy Doritos.
It's
nacho
so
cheesy.
Good.
Does it just
I
taste
probably
like a
would
Dorito?
Love it because that is my vice, like eating nachos, as everyone probably knows. Like I can just, I seriously, in college, I used to just buy a bag of Doritos and eat it for lunch, like a full bag, and I would just sit and eat it.
Fucking
it's,
love Doritos.
It's pretty gross, but like, as soon as I get like one taste of Doritos, if I wanted to, I could sit there and eat the whole bag.
It's like a blood rage of Doritos.
Yeah, I'm just like. Argh!
I always love the names that they give Doritos, man.
I used to hate the
Cool Ranch.
I used to hate the Cool Ranch, but now I'm okay with it. But nacho cheese will always be like the best. The spicy nacho cheese, though, they have one that's super spicy. It's almost too much.
You know what I don't like about Doritos now? I still love Doritos, but their packaging is obnoxious.
It's so
loud,
right?
I remember
right?
when it was just straight like orange, white, like squares and triangles and stuff like that, and be like Doritos. Now it's all like
Doritos.
Now it's like
it's
like
that neon.
Yeah, it's
light.
Like lasers and shit all over.
And they
it.
Had a neon Dorito that was like the late night Dorito. That
yeah.
was out
yes.
for like a year.
The late night. It was like the late night taco Dorito or something.
Yeah.
With a late night burrito flavor.
And their branding looked all like like
this,
neon light, like a strip club or
this
something.
This is the attitude era of Doritos.
It really is. Well, no. Every now and then you'll find a place like down the Kroger's in Atlanta. They have like retro Doritos.
Oh, those are good too.
Well, the
retro
thing is,
Doritos.
Yeah, they're like made with old style ingredients. They're like thicker chips too.
But it's
like
just
the,
retro
the Tostitos
packaging.
Gold. They got rid of the Tostitos Gold.
Why?
I don't know, but
things are awesome.
I am obsessed with the Tostitos Gold. If anyone has any connection, we need to bring it back because you know what I liked doing with that, Danny? I would crumble it up and put it inside my burrito. And then you get little chips that
it's
were
a beefy
crumbles,
crunch burrito.
And it was crumbles in there. It was so good. I'm telling you, Tostitos needs to bring back the gold chips. I was so upset when they took that away.
Because that's like three chips in one, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Every
it's
chip was massive.
And you crumble. You can crumble
God
them.
Damn it!
Put
I'm really hungry
things.
Now.
Yeah,
I was talking about like food.
Well, this is what happens when you talk about Doritos, man. Like seriously, it is my vice. Other people have smoking or drugs or some other jacked up shit. I just like to eat Doritos.
That'd be awesome. CM Punk called people out in the crowd for his like.
He did.
You like to eat Doritos all fucking day.
I was watching that, man. I swear to you, I was watching CM Punk Straight Edge promos for like 2 or 3 hours this morning. I posted one on Facebook, and then some guy, a guy was like, "I'm all for straight edge, but I feel like I want to punch this guy in the face." I was like,
"Well, that's what you're supposed to feel."
I know,
yeah.
No, but he, you gotta look at it as the CM Punk Thanksgiving promo against that. He's like, "You guys sit at home,
eating your potatoes, being all fat. You're a bunch of losers. That was his best time. I don't know if that's going to influence me, but I bet it's influencing me if you watch like all of them back to back to back. It's
just I just
so
like
awesome.
Rick Rude promos. He'd be like, "Oh, you fat, greasy, sweaty Atlanta,
and this dude
Atlantic
was
having, City sweat hogs."
And this dude, yeah, and he's like a guy with like eight. He's like super jacked.
Yeah. He did the Otunga.
He did the Otunga.
He would flex so hard his body would shake and he'd like flick off his sweat into the crowd. Rick Rude was on a whole nother planet.
Rest in peace, Rick Rude.
Man, I'll tell you what. I read Bobby Heenan's like first book. That book, you kind of need to be careful when you read like a book like that, because he just pretty much says Rick Rude is a miserable person. Andre the Giant hated everyone. it was a little too accurate of a tell-all.
I guess that's what gets the money. I don't know if it got a lot of people bought it. But it's really awesome.
I enjoyed it, but the honesty was way a little brutal. A little too brutal.
Is it just straight up like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Rick Rude is all like a social. He's all like, hey, how about I go with you and we'll split the cost of the rental and cost of gas? Rick would be like, nah, thanks. I just want to go by myself, shut his door and drive off.
With his mustache.
Exactly, the porn stash.
Well, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Always a pleasure.
Hope you guys enjoyed sandwich. I hope it settles in your stomach pretty well.
Feel fine.
Everyone at home, go check out astripproductions.com, curls-studio.com, of course, the sponsor.
And you if know? You happen to try the Air, Land, and Sea Burger,
and
let us know
fast
how
food
it was.
Chain
yeah.
in America.
Yeah, let us know. And that's our show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. Thanks for joining us, Danny and Huzzard.
Always a
Thank
pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Catch y'all later. Stay positive.
I'm the kind of human wreck. Is that just